Turn your Bibles, please, to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. I'll start reading in verse 8. We'll read to verse 25. Psalm 37, verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless the preaching of the Word of God. I pray that you would give me your power. I realize that without you, I can do nothing. I pray, dear God, that you would help us tonight. I pray that you would speak to us as only you can help us to listen and us to speak. I pray, God, for your grace and blessings upon the service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. King David says in our text that he was once young and now he is old. It is a fact of life that we get old, all right? We want to stop it, but it doesn't stop, okay? We get old, amen? Some people say, your children are growing up. Yeah, I know, they're growing old. You know, I would say, I never tell, you know, yeah, we're growing old. I said, the children are growing old, okay? And I remember when we were young children, yeah, time seemed to go very slowly. And I remember my uncle made us take afternoon naps. You know, how many of you have done that? Okay, you had to take naps in the afternoon. All right, I remember doing that. And so you got to take a nap. A boy doesn't want to take a nap. Amen. He wants to go out there and play. All right. And we said, no, you're going to take a nap. And it seemed like such a long time. But it's only a couple hours. And then you do everything, you know, to pretend like you're sleeping, you know, like this. And he'd know you're not sleeping because your eyes are moving, you know, you know, and things like that. So I try to get that, you know, try to pretend I was sleeping, but I could not sleep. I wanted to be outside. But I remember being, when I was younger, when we were made to take naps there, it seems like a long time, a couple hours only. And as we got older, it seems like the time got faster and faster. In fact, I was telling my wife just recently, I said, you know what? This year is going really fast. And guess what? I said that last year and the year before. Okay, it seems like, I mean, it's already March. Pretty soon it'll be Christmas, amen? You know, where did the time go? Okay, but it seems like you know, it was just like the new year just a few weeks ago. But it's already March, almost a quarter of the year is gone. And as children, we measure time in minutes. And as teenagers, we measured it in hours. Young adults, we measured it in days, weeks, and months. Now, as senior citizens, I'm not that yet, by the way, all right? But as we get older, it seems like we measure it in minutes again. Okay, we're just happy we're alive, amen? Like it's minutes. Okay, man, praise the Lord, I'm alive today. Okay, I got a heartbeat, all right? And so, we go back and measure it in minutes, just thankful for another day. But it is a fact of life that people get old. And we can't stop that. The message is somewhat unusual tonight for a Sunday night service, I guess. The topic I'd like to discuss tonight is this topic of respecting the elders. Respecting the elders. You know, before you and I know it, we will be the ones they call elders. Amen? Just like Bruce Shulton, he's an elder. But before we know it, okay, you know, I remember when I was in my 20s, okay? I'm not in my 20s anymore, all right? And so, you know, before we know it, we're going to be, you know, some of you here are already grandparents, okay? And some are close to being grandparents. But life goes fast. And we will become elderly. James chapter 4, verse 14, the Bible tells us, "Wherefore, as ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is but a what? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." The purpose of the message tonight is to renew a healthy respect for those whom we call our elders. If we're not careful, we devalue a person because they are no longer as youthful as they used to be. And I think we're in that place in America. We don't value elders, all right? I'm not going to show you cultural tradition. I'm going to show you, I may tell you things we do as a Filipino, but if we're not careful, the next generation will no longer have respect for the older people and those whom we call senior citizens. It seems that we don't want to be bothered with older people. But you know what? The Bible, God, has a lot of things to say about the treatment of the elderly. You see, and we need to pass this on to the next generation. And I'm afraid it's not happening. Our country has so much disrespect for the elderly. And that is not right. So we need to transfer the teachings to the next generation. I don't know if I'm going to be bombastic or anything like that, but it's going to be Bible, amen? And so if you help me out, we'll be okay. We'll be done early tonight, so you're going to owe Pastor 30 minutes or something like that. And so, but first of all, let me say this. Young people should stand in the presence of older people. Say, you don't believe me. All right, Leviticus, please, chapter 19. Let's turn there. If I can't prove it from the Bible, you don't have to obey what I say, amen? But if it's in the Bible, let's take heed. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. Leviticus 19, verse 32. Notice what it says there, the first part. "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head." Now, hoary is the word for white. It's the silver-haired people. It's the elderly, okay? And God says that the young people, whenever they're in the presence of older people, are supposed to stand up, okay? Let me illustrate, all right? Let's say this is a house right here. It's the room right here. This is a door, okay? I am an elderly person, all right? Everybody that's 17 years or younger, when I enter the room, I want you to stand, all right? So let's pretend this is a room. There's the door. I'm old man, like Brother Nikolai, all right? I'm an old man. Let me get that door. Okay, but I'm older man. I'm an elderly person, okay? I open the door. No, let's see. It goes this way. All right. I open the door. I go in. Thank you. It speaks volumes if you see it. You see, That's what's missing. That's what's missing. But that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that you rise up before the hoary head, the white head. We don't have that anymore. You see, and that's what we're losing. We're no longer respecting our elderly. We need to teach the next generation that if a person with gray hair or white hair enters the room, they should stand. He said, well, that's just Filipino thing, Brother Pruitt said. No, it's not. It's Bible. I just saw you. I just showed you. It's the Bible. I said, but we in America don't do that. Well, you know what? That's the Bible. Look at me. Your culture may do that, but you know what? That's, you know, we don't do that, but that's the Bible. He didn't say that. If you're in the Philippines, rise up before the hoary head. Okay? If you're in Mexico, rise up before the hoary head. No, he didn't say that. God says you honor the elderly by rising up when they come into your presence. You see, if we're not careful, the next generation no longer have respect for the older people whom we call senior citizens. I remember as children, we lived with our Lolo, that's our grandpa, and our Lola, okay? And both are in heaven now. And I remember as a child, remember when they would come home, you'd hear him coming, you know, their steps, and then you hear him open the door. We ran to the door, and we did what we call mano, all right? So you're my Lolo, all right? You're my old grandpa, all right? So stand up, please. Sorry. So he'd come to the door. I'd run as a small child. Put out your right hand. I go like, I'm not holding your hand, bro. All right. And I go like this. Okay, thank you. It was a sign of respect. It was a sign of respect. Now, Americans, the ones that grew up here, I don't expect you to do that. That was a Filipino thing, all right? So that's a different. But you know what? I was showing respect. We were showing respect. We stopped what we did. If we were playing or whatever, we stopped. We ran to the door and we asked for his blessings as the elderly person coming into the door. We have lost that. We have lost respect for the elderly. You see, it was a sign of disrespect when older people came in the room and you don't even pay attention to them. That was disrespectful. By the way, I think it is. It still is. You know, you come to a house and, you know, they just, nobody stops anything. They just keep doing what they're doing. You know, it's disrespectful. Hey, man. You see, if we're not careful, when older people come into the house, the children just continue playing their video games, continue watching the TV, and here's grandma and grandpa coming through the door. We don't even acknowledge their presence. Say, Brother Pusin, that's extreme. No, it's not actually. Because that is what the Bible says. We rise up before the white-haired person. We rise up. By the way, this is a Filipino thing, all right? I could never call my in-laws by their first names. I just can't. Now, I know some of you do. Go ahead. Feel free to do that. I could never do that. To me, it was a sign of disrespect. They were still my elders. I just couldn't bring myself to call them by their first name. Now, again, Mr. Barapusan, you're saying we have to do that. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you how I grew up. That's how it was. Okay, I just can't do it. And I remember coming through the school, our school, and I think they still do this, but I remember walking in and knocked on the door and walked in, and the teacher says, "Rice." So I felt good. Man, look at that. I'm important. No, I'm glad they did that. It was a sign of respect. You see, you know, I'm nobody. I know that. But you know what? That actually felt very good. And by the way, it was good for them. It was good for the students to do that, as opposed to just sitting there, continue doing their work, not acknowledging you, that you're there. There's somebody that's older coming in the room. You see, children should be taught that if an older person needs a seat, that they should offer their seed. Amen. Some of you are looking at me like, who is this guy? It's just respect. If there's an older lady standing there and you're a young man sitting down, guess what? Man, get up! Get up and give up your seat. Hey, man. You see, but we don't think like that anymore. You see, give up your seat to a lady. Hey, give up your seat to a lady. Hey, man. All right. And, you know, when a lady comes in, when your wife or your daughter goes in the car, open the door. Wait till they're seated and then close the door. Hey, man, respect. You see, what's happened is we have devalued our elders. We have. We don't realize it, but the TV shows that we watch make fun of older people. You know what? You get enough of that. Pastor mentioned something about like that, about influence, you know, what the things that we watch and the games we play. You watch a lot of that nowadays, and guess what? It rubs off. Don't deceive yourself. It will rub off. You see people just disrespecting elders all the time. You know, they are the party poopers. You know, they're behind the times. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're doing. They are senile. You know what? If you get a lot of that attitude going inside, guess what? That's what's going to come outside as well. You see, but God says when you see an older person, a person with white hair come into the room, you stand up. You stand up and show some respect. Amen. You see, and by the way, little children, you want to do it because someday you'll be the one. How would you like it if you were treated the same way you treat others? You see, that's why we need to pass it on. You see, if we don't respect our elders, if they don't respect their elders, their children won't have respect for them either. We need to teach them not just so that they treat us right, but also so that they can be treated right when it's their turn. Everybody gets old, folks. What goes around comes around. All right, you disrespect your elders, guess what? It's coming around. You think you're getting away with it, but no, it's coming around. And by the way, like I said, I'm nobody, and I don't demand that you show respect. But it is discouraging when children don't even acknowledge your presence. Again, I think that's becoming foreign now. But you know what? It's still the Word of God. It's still the Bible. You know, children should stand for pastors. Pastor comes into the room, you stand. See, children should stand for teachers. Children should stand for police officers. And if you're here and you're one of those that hate the police, shame on you. Hey! If you're here and you say, I hate police, raise your hand. Nobody's going to raise their hand. Amen. But you know what? Shame on you. Why? You say, cops are bad. Not all of them. Some are bad. But the vast majority are not. Just like some pastors are bad, but the vast majority are not. Just like some engineers are bad, but not all engineers are. Okay, or whatever your profession is. Okay? And so when we say, well, you know, I have no respect for the cops, for the pigs. Whoo! Why? See that attitude right there? That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You see, children should stand for their pastors, the teachers, the police officers, those in authority, and God says those who are elder. If you don't teach this to our young people, the next generation will lose all respect for the elders. Secondly, young people should stand in the presence of older people. Secondly, young people should honor older people. The same place, Leviticus 19, verse 32. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord. Honor the face of the old man. To honor means to count as something precious or of great value. It is the exact opposite. And so when you honor the face of the old man, you're saying, you know what? You are of value to me. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. But you don't know my mom or my dad. Honor thy father and thy mother. Amen. You may not agree with everything and say, you know what, my dad, my mom is not saved, and they're not doing the things that they should be doing. But you know what? Honor your mother and your father. You don't have to do what they're doing if it's wrong in the sight of God. But you know what? You can always honor your mother or father. Amen. Amen. Well, we're so much into this. It's me, man. You disrespect me. I remember growing up in high school, and I stepped on somebody's shoe. Cholo, hey, check it out, man. You step on my shoe. You know, I backed into his shoe. I said, oh, man, I'm sorry. I took out my handkerchief. Is that okay? I couldn't care less what his attitude was. You know what? But see, we think we have something coming. Amen. Don't disrespect me, man. My horns are coming out. Going back to my young days. All right. But you know what? If we don't teach the young people, the next generation will lose respect for all. Older people are valuable. And they should be treated that way. Hey, man. Older people are valuable. And they should be treated that way. And that, by the way, that Ten Commandments was in the public schools at one time. Honor thy father and thy mother. I could just imagine what the public schools were back then when they had that and actually believed that. Honor thy father and thy mother. But it's not that way anymore. It's not that way anymore. You see, God commands us to honor father and mother, to count them as precious with value. Honoring mom and dad brings with it the blessing of old age. That's what the verse says. It says there that thy days may be prolonged, that may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Old age is a result of respecting old age. God says length of days. Our children need to honor and count as valuable those who are older for their sakes. Young people should stand in the presence of older people. Young people should honor older people. Young people should see the beauty of older people. Proverbs 20, verse 29. The Bible tells us there, the glory of young men is their strength. And by the way, that's what we're promoting nowadays, you know, muscles and looking good and things like that. But you know what? The other part of that says there, and the beauty of old men is the what? Is the gray head. It's beautiful to be silver haired. I know most women never get gray. There's a reason for that, amen. But there's something beautiful about being gray. The gray hair, the wrinkles, the stoop back. People would say, man, that's ugly. No, it's not. God says that's the beauty of old man. The beauty of old man is the gray head. That's real beauty. Why is that? Because wisdom comes with age. I just want to tell you, young people, all right? You don't know what I know. Hey, man. Those of you are teenagers, you don't know what I know. You've not been there, if you've not done that. With old age comes wisdom. You see, turn to Proverbs 31, verse 30, please. That's why God says, don't despise your mother when she is old. That's when we need her the most. She's been there, done that. Proverbs 31:30. The Bible says, favor is deceitful. And what? Beauty. That's the young lady. Beauty is vain. That doesn't mean, you know, you have to be ugly, all right? But it just says, don't put too much value on that. Beauty is vain. Why? Because we will get white hair. We will get the wrinkles. We will get the bent back and all that. But the Bible says, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. God says a person who fears God will have something valuable to offer when they get older. And yet, that's when we cast them out of our society. That's when we cast them out of our lives. That's when we say, we don't need you anymore. That's when they have the most to offer. You see, Proverbs 16, verse 31. The whole right head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. The white hair, God says, is like a crown of royalty. Older people who lived for God, by the way, that's why we ought to live for God. This is the crown, God says. That's why older people who live for God, God says, are beautiful. Okay? Because the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. The wrinkles, the white hair are beauty marks. Why? They have something valuable to offer. They have wisdom that's gained from living right, from living for God, God says, in the way of righteousness. You know, the key to being beautiful when you get older is living for God. That's why you want to live for God now and just keep living for God. That way, when you get older, God says, you have a crown of righteousness that's valuable. By the way, let me put this in there as well, though. Not everybody with white hair and wrinkles are beautiful in the sight of God. Only those who live for God. You see, not everyone say, well, look at that. There's a guy with a white hair, all right? And I remember going, we went biking in Half Moon Bay. And a lot of people, Half Moon Bay, that area right there, that's so hippie. And we used to go there, and a lot of people with, you know, white hair, long ponytail, rebel. You know what? God says, that's not the guy you want. They have white hair, but they did not get it by living righteously. You see, living for God makes the white hair beautiful. Amen. Young people should stand in the presence of older people. Young people should honor older people. Young people should see the beauty of older people. And young people should follow the counsel of older people. You know the story. King Solomon's son, Rehoboam. When he took over the kingdom, guess what? He went to his peers. And the Bible says in 1 Kings 12:13, and the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old man's counsel that they gave him. He was the son of the wisest man that ever lived. And yet he forsook the advice of Solomon's advisors. By the way, as a result of that, the kingdom was divided. Again, the criteria is this. If the older person is a righteous person, one who lived right, we should listen to their advice. Let that sink in, folks. If a person lived right and lived for God and they have white hair and they're elderly, they are very, very valuable. You say, why? Because God said so. That's why. You see, teach our children to value their advice. They have been there. They have done that. And they know how it turns out, by the way. You see, as children, you know, all of us went through this stage. We think we knew it all. You know, and then as now that we get older, we, you know what? Wow, I was really stupid. Hey, man. All right. Proverbs 10:19, in the multitude of, see, young people are the noisy ones. I'm getting sick and tired of this, gun control politicians using students. I mean young people, okay? Tell them to go back to school, man. Learn something first. I'm sorry. They're the noisy ones. Okay, no respect. I saw one. It was a news story about, I think it was a 17-year-old guy talking to Marco Rubio, the senator, and he was cussing him out. I was like, good night. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. No respect for the elders. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:19, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. You know what? Let the older people talk. You be quiet. You listen. The beginning of words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him. Who can tell him? Nobody can tell him. He's just talking all the time. Proverbs 17:27, he that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. You know what? Older, wise people have a lot of valuable things to say, but we hardly ever ask them. We go to our peers when all this vast knowledge and wisdom is available to us. God says if they lived right, if they lived for God, they tried to do right, you know what? That hoary head, that white hair is a crown of glory. Take advantage of it. But we don't want to do that because we're too smart. We just know better. You know, you're an old fogey. You don't know. You're behind the times, man. Good night. This is 2018. You think like you're in the 80s. No, actually, I think like I'm in the 60s. I'm even older than that. Amen. Young people talk too much. Young people talk too much and really have nothing worth saying. I said it. All right? Because they're counting on their peers instead of looking to the old men, to the old ladies. You know what? If you want wisdom, hang around wise people. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Most wise people are the older people who live right. I said that already. We have a lot of them in this room. Talk to them. But, you know, they don't understand us. How do you know? But, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Maybe the technology is different and all that, but you know what? There's really nothing new under the sun. You see? And there's a lot of wise people here if we would just ask them. That's why we need to have our children respect the elders. If they respect their elders, they'll be more inclined to listen to them. Not old, again, like I said, not old, all people are wise. Make sure. They're wise. Young people should stand in the presence of older people. Don't forget that picture a while ago of the young people standing. That is an attitude of the heart right there. That's what we're missing. No respect. Young people should honor older people. Young people should see the beauty of older people. Young people should follow the counsel of older people. We are to care for older people and meet their needs. Ruth 4:15, and he shall be unto thee, talking about her son-in-law, a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age, a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. By the way, let me say this. My pastor mentioned this morning the parents lay up for the children. We should do our best as parents to make sure that we're not a burden to the children. But you know, sometimes what happens is because of health or whatever reason, we can't take care of ourselves as we used to. You know what, children? We do have an obligation to take care of them too. Amen. I didn't hear anything there. I think that's somewhat foreign to all of us here. You know what? Let me say this. Once a son or daughter gets married, his and her priority is that new family. Our children get married, guess what? They have their own homes. If they want advice, I'll give advice. But you know what? They're running their own homes. I'm not going to run it for them. I am not the head of the house anymore. Hey, man! And regardless of culture, hey, man! Regardless of culture, hey, man! Some of you are mad. It's okay, because the Bible says the husband is the head of the wife, not the mother-in-law. Hey, man! Not the father-in-law. Hey, man! The husband is the head of the wife. So mother-in-laws and father-in-laws, bug off! Hey, man! By the way, let me say this. Those of you that just got married, it would be wise if you would ask counsel from the older people. You see, you are the head of the home, but you know what? It is wise to get advice. But it's not good when father-in-law, mother-in-law puts their hand in their lives. Who giveth this woman to be his bride? You know when you do that? It's done. It's done. You are no longer the head of that home. Hey, man. That's not in the outline, but it's good enough. Amen. Hey, man. You know, but I was saying we ought to care for the elderly. You know, I tell my wife, you know, I want to stay in good shape. I want to make sure that I'm healthy because I don't want our children to be burdened with us. I want to take care of our finances, make sure that, you know, we're not a burden. I don't want to do that. But you know what? Sometimes things, as much as you prepare things like that, things bad happens. But you know, your parents took care of you when you were young. Now that they're old, you just forsake them. Now, sometimes it's not possible. They have to be in 24-hour care and all those things. But you know what? It will be a heartless child to not even do anything. And that is the point. Okay? It's a sign of respect when you try to care for their needs. Sometimes they need help making decisions. Help them out. I remember pastor saying when his dad was getting up there, and he was his counselor. He would say, okay, you need to do this, do that. You know what? That's helping. That's what I'm talking about. America will be a better country if we get back to respecting our elders again. Let everyone else be the rebels and ungrateful. But you know what? As Christians, let us do our part to bring respect again to those who deserve our respect. If a person lived for God, if a person tried to do right and is a hoary head and a white head, guess what? They have something to offer. They're not something you just cast aside. Many in this room are making foolish decisions because you cast aside the advice that's been given to you by those who've been there, who's done that, who's seen the end result. You see. By the way, that's the problem with these new types of churches. They have cast aside the old men, the pastors that have paved the way and now are old and gray-headed. But you know what? They know something. Pastor Treber knows something. They better listen to him. All these pastors that have gone and, you know, and they stay true. They stay with the old-time religion and done right with their church. Guess what? They know something. But it seems like the young pastors cast that off and say, you know what? I don't really care about what you think. We have this new way. There's nothing new under the sun. Pastor has seen where it goes. He knows what works and he knows what doesn't work. Pay attention to the old man, to the gray head. But instead of cherishing the wisdom of the older man, we humor them. Say, he's a good man, but you know, I got this PhD, you know, I'm a post-hole digger. I know better. I got a degree. Amen. I have a degree. I can't find where it is. That's how much it is. Yeah, I'm glad for the education. Amen. But a lot of the learning I got, I learned out of the school. It's good for education. But you know what? It don't make you smart. What makes you smart is when you listen to those who've been there and done it. Hey! It is going over like a lead balloon, like Pastor said. Let's do that again, that illustration. I'm an old man. I'm coming home to the house. I open the door. Hey, kids. Wow, I have a lot of kids. You may be seated. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with young people respecting the elders. And there's nothing wrong with having gray hair, silver hair, when you live for God. You have something to offer. So to the young people, go to them. Find out. By the way, don't change things. They know what works. They know what doesn't work. Just follow their advice. Say, Brother Pusin, that's your philosophy. No, that's not my philosophy, actually. I just read you verses from the Bible that teach exactly what I just said. You rise up before them. You honor them. You go to them for counsel. You treat them right. That's what we're supposed to do with the elders. Enough of this young people rebelling against the older people. That's not Christian. That's not even right. Would you bow your heads, please, and your eyes closed as the pianist comes to the piano.